This is the second of my work diary of 2011, and I'm recording it because I'm utterly thrilled with what I've done today. I'm driving now through the tunnel in Cork, but I just want to put on record that I've successfully managed to interview a number of people on the telephone and record the interviews and upload them onto Audioboo. And I now have a series, and it's a series of 7 or 8 interviews, all around the theme of Le Web 2010. What value was it to Ireland? What value was it to the Irish companies that went together with Enterprise Ireland in the beginning of December, invested time and effort and money and their reputations in going to such a buzzy event? So I set out to explore that issue and to pull together the views of a number of people, none of whom I'd actually met before. So it was, it has been a tremendous fillip to actually finally get to publish the interviews. Now, all I've done so far is to publish them on Audioboo, but the intention is to build on that and to publish them properly with a written introduction and scene setting over on Web2Ireland. Web2Ireland is a perfect place on which to curate the complete collection of Audioboos around this theme. The question I had in my mind when I heard of all these people going to Le Web in Paris was, you know, what is there going to be for the rest of us who aren't going to be at Le Web to judge whether it was a good thing for them all to go? Or is there going to be any sharing, any opening up of what went on, any opportunity for the experience that would be had in 2010 to influence the experience that there might be had by other people in 2011. So it's been a joy that I finally stumbled my way through the technological hurdles, and I must compliment Call Burner and recommend it to you if you ever need to do a project which involves recording interviews with people on Skype. Then Call Burner works, I can tell you, and it works pretty easily, and you don't have to be a technological wizard to get it to work, and it stays working, and that's what I want to laud it for. And so that's one great thing. I spent the entire afternoon doing interviews and uploading them, and had a small technological hiccup with Audioboo, which I rang London, rang the headquarters of Audioboo, spoke to somebody there who promptly went and fixed the problem, which it turned out somebody else was experiencing as well. So, and all that all happened really, really quickly. So it's been a great advantage to get something under my belt. Today is my first day at proper work, I would call it, and I now have something decent to show for it, and I've managed to tweet a number of people to keep them in the picture about what's happened. And on the way, the other exciting thing that actually came up during the afternoon is a conversation I had with one of the two people who were involved in organising the Dublin Web Summit, and That was Dara Hickey, and I got to talk to him, never spoke to him before, and we've arranged an interview in which I intend to explore with him the similarities, differences, and some aspects between the Dublin Web Summit and Le Web. And that will be exciting for me. It'll give me an opportunity to hear what Dara's views are on whether there has been any great synchronicity between the two, and whether Ireland is really gaining out of the fact that you're getting Paris, Irish people going to Paris on an Irish stand and going there as a group, projecting out into the wider world the fact that there are people in Ireland on startups who are working in the real economy, who are doing really good things and thereby helping to improve the reputation of Ireland, which is a very, very worthy and beneficial thing from which all of us will benefit. So that's it, a little bit of an excited diary afternoon from me as I now am finished work for the afternoon. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.